brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, March 25th, 2011. It's Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones today. And in the second half of the broadcast, the editor of naturalnews.com, Mike Adams, will be taking your calls. But for the next half an hour, I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Christopher Busby, who is one of the preeminent experts on nuclear fallout and radiation. He was the scientific secretary of the European Committee on Radiation Risks and has held numerous influential positions in this field. And of course, in the aftermath of Fukushima, his expertise has been very much in demand, with Busby appearing on the BBC and numerous other TV and radio shows. Dr. Busby, welcome to the show today.
Yes, hello.
Hello, good to speak to you. And let's get straight into it, because of course, massive news on Fukushima today. Japanese authorities admitting that reactor number 3, which is the reactor that contains this MOX plutonium-uranium mix, has been breached and is now leaking water at radiation levels 10,000 times above the level of normal reactor water. Now, according to my understanding, Dr. Busby, these plutonium particles can't even be measured with the standard equipment they're using to provide the background radiation levels which people in Fukushima and surrounding areas are going by. So how much does this new breach, this new crack in reactor number 3 represent a deepening of the crisis at Fukushima?
Well, I think personally that this is not something new. What is new is that they've admitted it. I mean, it's not as if they came along one morning and said, oh, look, there's a crack in the reactor. Gosh, I didn't see that before. Yeah, I wonder what happened. Must be the mice. I mean, this must have happened when the thing exploded ages ago. So it's quite clear that this is just the same as Chernobyl, that what happens is that they let the information out slowly for whatever reason, and eventually they have to concede that there are these massive problems. And yes, well, the answer is it's a nightmare. The whole thing is a nightmare. But it was quite clear that it was a nightmare to those of us who understood these things more or less from the beginning. And you're quite right that these plutonium particles are extremely serious, and also uranium particles, I have to say. And they can't be measured easily with Geiger counters. They're not detectable. You need a special sort of scintillation counter to detect them. And I expect they have these. But when they say that the dose rate is so many microsieverts per hour, it doesn't really include the doses from these particles. And of course, in any case, these doses from the particles are internal doses, so you can't really measure them. You can only find out afterwards that there's been a problem.
And that's basically what my next question was regarding the explosion. We saw this massive explosion affect reactor number 3 nearly 2 weeks ago now on March 14th with this huge orange fireball and this debris shooting up hundreds of feet into the air. And for 2 weeks they told us that the containment facility was undamaged, and yet now this morning they suddenly announced, well, yes, it is cracked and it is leaking. So you're saying that they probably knew it was cracked 2 weeks ago, nearly after that explosion, and that they've been covering up the fact.
I think they could have figured that out quite easily. And I have to say that not only not telling the people, but also all of the pundits that come onto the radio programs that are wheeled out by the nuclear industry and their supporters, all those people who say there's no problem, don't worry, it's the same as going on a flight to New York, and all of this stuff, those people are criminally irresponsible, because people could have got away, you know, they could have taken some sort of measures to reduce their radiation exposure if they'd have thought that these things were dangerous. But to leave it 2 weeks and then say, oh, well, it's much worse than we thought, means that people will certainly die as a result of this kind of disinformation. And I have to say that in a court of law, that kind of disinformation from an expert in a court case would result in the expert being prosecuted and perhaps being sent to
jail. Stay there. We'll be back after the break with Dr. Christopher Busby on the...
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex today on this Friday, 25th of March edition. We're talking to nuclear expert Dr. Christopher Busby about the unfolding crisis in Fukushima. Doctor, we had a call in the last hour who basically wanted to know something that I already planned to ask you, which is, we've got these comparisons constantly being made to Fukushima with Chernobyl, and I'm interested in knowing where you place Chernobyl in terms of the scale of the disaster that occurred in 1986, and of course its aftermath, in comparison with Fukushima, because we've had differing reports. We had a UN report in 2005 that basically poo-pooed any idea of birth and reproductive effects in the victims of Chernobyl in Ukraine. And then we've had consistent numbers from the UN and the WHO which say that Chernobyl only caused 9,000 cancer deaths in the region affected, which of course completely contradicts more recent studies such as this Center for Russian and Environmental Policy study, which was published by the New York Academy of Sciences, which gives a figure of almost 1 million cancer deaths in the last 25 years as a direct result of Chernobyl. So, I mean, where do you place Chernobyl in terms of disaster in comparison to Fukushima?
Okay, well, there are two questions really there. The first is, was Chernobyl a disaster, and how many people have died as a result of it? And the second is, how does Fukushima compare to Chernobyl? Well, we start with the first one, which is the Chernobyl question. the million deaths that have been put out by Alexei Yablokov and his colleagues in that document that you mentioned, which was published by the prestigious New York Academy of Sciences and has been peer-reviewed, is almost certainly correct, and in fact I think is probably conservative. I would say that on the basis of the research I've done, which is quite a lot of research, and I have been working with Alexei Yablokov on this too, I would say that it's probably more than a million as a result of Chernobyl in Europe and in the ex-Soviet Union territories. So that's the first thing, and it's easy to show that. There are lots and lots of peer-reviewed papers. Now, when the United Nations and the International Atomic Energy Agency and the WHO talk, they ignore all of the scientific papers which show that there are these deaths. So they just select the numbers of scientific papers, the ones that agree with them, and they ignore all of the others. So that's how it works. And the WHO, I have to say, has signed an agreement with the International Atomic Energy Agency in 1959 to leave research on the health effects of radionuclides to the IAEA, whose remit is the development of nuclear power. So this is a terrible bias. Now, the second question. So, all right, so Chernobyl was very serious, and it caused lots of deaths. Second question is, where does Fukushima lie in this? Now, I have to say that Fukushima is probably going to be worse, although slightly different. And Fukushima is unfolding now, so we don't know the end of it. But the IAEA themselves, who are not renowned for telling the truth or for being very direct about this, have already published in their various bulletins the levels of contamination at different distances from the Fukushima plant. It's all on the internet. You can see all this. And the latest bulletin, which was published today, says that the concentration on the ground, the contamination on the ground out to 32 kilometers, has been measured at almost 5 megabecquerels per square meter. Now, that is actually 10 times higher than the Chernobyl exclusion zone. So that's the first thing you have to say, is that out to 30 kilometers, and the Chernobyl exclusion zone is 30 kilometers, so they're strictly comparable, the Fukushima contamination is 10 times higher per square meter. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that the contamination out to 78 kilometers, also published by the UN, is 1 megabecquerels per square meter, or as high as, and so that is twice as high as the level in the Chernobyl exclusion zone, where everybody was, you will recall, where the Soviet authorities, after 3 days, evacuated everybody. Now, we are now 2 weeks from the beginning of this, and people certainly haven't been evacuated in the areas where the contamination is coming down. And the reason why is because there are just too many people and there's nowhere to put them. So with Chernobyl, the nearest large area of the nearest large city was Kiev in the Ukraine. But luckily, the radiation went north and it went northwest, and so it didn't really go over Kiev to any large extent. But here we have radiation going south, and we've plotted all of this on the big computer of the NOAA, the American computer which plots particle movements. And it's quite easy to show that this stuff from Fukushima, this radioactivity from Fukushima, all these particles and the iodine and the cesium and the plutonium and the uranium and the tellurium 132 and all of these isotopes are going to Tokyo, which has a population of 36 million. As I understand it, it's the largest concentration of human beings in any city on Earth. So this is why Fukushima is so bad. First of all, there's more contamination in the area, and secondly, it's sitting right on top of a very large population center, and also, you know, of course, it'll get spread around as people move away, as they drive out of the area, as the airplanes fly away from Tokyo and land in other countries. People will be carrying the radioactivity with them. Worse, then, is the short answer.
That's quite harrowing to hear, but still on Chernobyl, I mean, in the days following Chernobyl, children in Belarus were told that, you know, splashing around in puddles of yellow rain was perfectly harmless because it was merely pollen, when in reality, as we later learned, it was in fact radioactive dust. With people in Tokyo now reporting yellow rain and this yellowy substance on the ground, are they right to trust Japanese government assurances that this yellow substance is merely pollen?
I wouldn't trust anything that the authorities said on this issue. They've consistently lied. They've consistently downplayed the problem, and they continue to do so. So, and when it comes to the nuclear industry, they seem to be able to cast some kind of spell over human beings. They say all these things, and they say this is safe, and this is the same as flying to America, or this is the same as eating Brazil nuts. All these inappropriate comparisons, and in fact also inappropriate comparisons with natural background radiation. They will say this is the same as a chest X-ray. This is the same as a dose that you would get in a year. These are all external radiation measurements, and they're not comparable to internal radiation of the type that would cause the yellow puddles, or actually, at least you can see the yellow puddles. I mean, the type that is floating about in the air and is completely invisible because people don't have eyes that can detect this stuff. So everything seems perfectly normal, and you have to rely upon the authorities to tell you if it's dangerous. And their estimation of its danger is based on an outdated and obsolete and completely discredited radiation risk model, which is based on the atomic bomb and has absolutely nothing to say about internal radionuclide exposures. And as I say, there are loads and loads of papers, scientific papers in the peer review literature, which show that these internal radionuclide exposures are up to 1,000 times more dangerous than the dose would suggest. So if they say the dose is X, multiply it by about 500, and you're about right in terms of the dose. And we've published on the website of the Low Level Radiation Campaign and my own organization, the ECRR. So you can go to either of those, llrc.org or uradcom.org, and you can find a simple method of calculating the likely cancer risk, the cancer outcome of the exposure at any particular dose that they publish.
I'll back that up in encouraging people to visit those websites. You mentioned that proponents of the nuclear industry downplaying this, which is not right, but it's understandable why they're doing it. But what baffles me is these self-proclaimed environmentalists, and I'm specifically talking about British environmentalist George Monbiot, who has been writing articles for The Guardian over the past 2 weeks, including his most recent one, Why Fukushima Made Me Stop Worrying and Love Nuclear Power. And Monbiot writes that critics of the nuclear industry have, quote, wildly exaggerated the dangers of radioactive pollution. So, Dr. Busby, given the fact that Monbiot claims is this preeminent environmentalist icon, why is he completely disregarding the threat of nuclear fallout and treating it as if it's some, nutritious health benefit?
Well, I have to say that I know George Monbiot, and he doesn't know anything. This is really the problem. Most of these pundits that come out, they're not scientists, they're not researchers. They have never done any research in this area, and so they tend to rely upon people that tell them things, and I guess he's relying upon all of the misinformation coming from the nuclear industry lobby and their friends. Otherwise, there's no possible explanation for what he's saying, because what he's saying is total nonsense. In fact, it's criminally irresponsible for him to write what he writes, given that he doesn't know anything. I mean, at minimum, he ought to say, well, I don't know anything, but this is what I think. But he comes out with all this tosh. I have to say that about 2 years ago, George phoned me up. I was on holiday, and he wanted me to give him an account of the effects of low-dose radiation and so on. And I went to some lengths to write a little article for him, which I sent to him. So it's not as if he doesn't know. And then he wrote an article in The Guardian, where he has a column, in which he totally ignored everything I said and put out some similar sort of nonsense to the nonsense he's writing now. But the nonsense he's writing now is actually much more dangerous, because it's in the middle of a crisis when people are being exposed to these radionuclides and becoming contaminated. And you will see, and I predict, a very large and measurable increase in cancer and other ill health after this accident in people living in the north of Japan, certainly in Tokyo, where there's a very large population, so it would be easy to show this. And just like Chernobyl, where you could also show this, they will say, oh, well, it must be radiophobia, or they've got some numbers wrong, or perhaps it's the contamination from the sea, from the tsunami, etc., etc., anything but the actual cause of the increase in cancer. So we are asking people in the area all of them to take samples and put them in a plastic bag and just keep them. Write the date, write where it was, and put it inside somewhere safe. And then afterwards, when they develop cancer, or their son, or their mother, or their uncle, their Mary does.
We'll be back after the break.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for a healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Jones Show, Friday, March 25th. Mike Adams, editor of naturalnews.com, will be your host for the second half of the broadcast. So we have George Monbiot, who claims that man-made global warming is making areas of the globe uninhabitable, but then he says that radioactive fallout, which in the case of Chernobyl measurably did make entire areas of the globe uninhabitable, saying that concerns about radioactive fallout from Fukushima are, quote, wildly exaggerated. He says, as a result of the disaster at Fukushima, I am no longer nuclear neutral. I now support the technology. And this is somebody who describes himself as an environmentalist. Dr. Chris Busby, did you have any closing comments on that particular subject?
Well, yeah. Well, I think I said that George doesn't know anything. I mean, that's mainly the problem. So he can say anything he likes, but he hasn't done any research in this area, and he hasn't read anything in this area. He's quite ignorant. He's an ignorant person when it comes to this. I'm quite happy to debate this face-to-face with George, who I know vaguely, on any TV show. And I do court cases on this issue and win them. So it's, the evidence is just massive that he's wrong. And, I mean, what else can I say? He can go and say these things, and there are other people like Mark Lynas that say the same thing. They do so from a base of ignorance. I've researched this stuff for 20 years. I've written 2 research papers on it. I've studied epidemiological correlations between radiation and health. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. These people don't know what they're talking about. And I think, as I said before, criminally irresponsible of them to say these things.
Okay, now, we've had a lot of callers. Basically, what people... We won't have time for callers with you, because obviously we're finishing at the bottom of the hour. But the most common question that we get is, how can people take steps to protect themselves from the radiation that's encircling the globe and not become victims like the people of Chernobyl and surrounding areas were? We have potassium iodide obviously selling out. You have the weaker liquid form of that, which is a good method to build up your body's defenses. Are we just limited to potassium iodide, or is there anything else that we can do to try and protect ourselves against this fallout, Dr. Busby?
Well, I think that there's not much that you can do, I'm afraid. You can stay indoors, that's the main thing, until it's died down. You can not drink milk, and drink fresh water, eat tinned food and not fresh vegetables. But I don't think at the moment that the concentrations in the other parts of the globe are high enough for people to worry that much about it. The effect is much greater than Chernobyl, but it's pretty localized because the wind is blowing from the west. It's a west wind mainly. The drift is across the Pacific, and there's an awful lot of Pacific before you get to the United States, and then there's an awful lot of United States before you get to the UK. Whereas Chernobyl was in the middle of Europe, and most of the effects from Chernobyl were in Europe because the wind was blowing it over the top of through the Baltic republics and then over the top of Sweden and then down into, and also some of it went to Greece. But it was essentially in the middle of a big landmass, whereas this is not. This is on the edge of a landmass, so that's actually saved most people. I wouldn't say they have to worry too much about it. I think maybe for children it would be a good idea to give them stable iodine because that will block their thyroid glands. As far as the particles are concerned, there's not much you can do. These particles are very small and very mobile, so to stay in would be a good idea. It's inhalation is the main problem. Ingestion is not so much of a problem. So it's inhaling the particles that are floating around the globe, and so long as it doesn't get worse, well, which we don't know, but if it does get worse, then anything you can do is stay in. That's all you can do. And then the rain will rain out the particles.
Okay, that's all we got time for. Really appreciate you taking the time out to join us today, Dr. Busby, and I'm sure Alex will be talking to you soon in the near future. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay, there goes Dr. Christopher Busby, calling George Monbiot, quote, criminally irresponsible for his lies about saying that claims of dangers from radioactive fallout are wildly exaggerated. Dr. Busby said that Fukushima had the potential and, in fact, was already worse than Chernobyl. Now we've got the new scientist and the Austrian Meteorological Agency reporting that levels of radiation emitted from Fukushima already rival Chernobyl, with no sign of the crisis ending, and with the news today that reactor number 3 has been breached and that the core is leaking, the core is cracked. Of course, Dr. Busby earlier in the interview said that that was likely caused by the explosion we saw nearly 2 weeks ago with the plume of debris and the orange fireball shooting high into the sky, and basically that the Japanese authorities have been lying about it for the past 2 weeks as it seeped plutonium radiation. That's all for me. Mike Adams will be taking the reins for the second half of the show. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Callers, call in for Mike, and be sure to stay tuned for the show at prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Alex Jones Show. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm here to fill in for Alex on the second half of his show. I want to thank Paul Joseph Watson for doing his usual excellent, outstanding breakdown of the news on the first half of this show. In the second half of the Alex Jones Show, we're going to be covering GMOs. We have some information about events happening tomorrow, some protests about genetically engineered seeds. We also have some information about the Health Freedom Expo taking place right now in California and why that matters for your health and your freedom. And speaking of freedom, in about half an hour from right now, we're also going to be talking with gubernatorial candidate Phil Moffitt, who has a really intriguing position. He is saying that the FDA should get off of Kentucky's farms. We'll be talking to him and getting his information about why that matters and how that can help create economic abundance in Kentucky for the farmers and the people there. But first, in the next segment, which is a long segment here, we are going to talk about the Fukushima incident and provide additional information carrying on from what Paul Joseph Watson already presented in the last segment. It's kind of a tag team effort here today. So there's a lot of breaking news, as you're well aware. And also, we're going to take callers about an hour from now, perhaps less, And I would like to ask callers to call in on the Fukushima incident or GMOs. I'm not going to be taking calls on the Libya situation. That's not the focus here on this half of the show. So my apologies to those who wanted to talk about that in this segment. But we're going to be talking about Fukushima, the radiation, GMOs, the safety of the food supply, and the safety of our planet from this nuclear catastrophe. Now, breaking down that information right here to get started, we have some news to go through, breaking news that I compiled for you this morning. And some of it here, of course, Fukushima reactor number 3 suffering a core breach. Water's leaking out. It has about 10,000 times higher levels of radiation than the usual radiation that should be present in the water in the cooling pools. Some of the quotes here are quite ominous if you think about it. Here we go. The situation today, this is from Japan's prime minister. The situation today is still very grave and serious, he says. We must remain vigilant. We are not in a position where we can be optimistic. We must treat every development with the utmost care. We've got radiation on vegetables 135 miles south of Fukushima right now. That's south. The wind's not even blowing that way, and yet the radiation is headed that way and already contaminating the vegetables and the water there. Even CNN today called it, this new core leak situation, a potentially ominous development in the race to avert or prevent a large-scale release of radiation. Bloomberg today is reporting that the reactor core may be breached at the Fukushima plant. And here's another quote from a spokesman at the Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency. He said, it's very possible that there's been some kind of a leak in the number 3 reactor. And he goes on to say, even if there has been encouraging news, the installation remains in an extremely precarious and very serious situation. And it has not stabilized. And radiation burns are being reported on workers there who stepped into the water. We have more news on the meltdowns. You know, the situation here, folks, if you think about this, at first they downplayed the entire incident. The plant exploded. The radiation started leaking into the atmosphere, into the water. They were downplaying it. They weren't releasing the radiation numbers. That was covered here on the Alex Jones show. They were censoring the radiation readings so that people didn't find out what was going on. There is a blanket of secrecy just covering this entire incident. And even the story on that is now beginning to come out because we now have an engineer who worked on the plant, who helped design it, who is going public with the truth about some of the corruption and the cover-ups and the secrecy that went on during the construction of that facility. So now that's starting to come out. But remember, the mainstream media has been downplaying this for at least, what, 8-9 days now, saying that there's no problem here in America. President Obama went on the air and said Americans basically should not prepare. That one blew me away, folks. I don't know where that one came from. Can you imagine former President Harry Truman saying that? You know, back in World War II, the message was to the Americans, get prepared. Grow your victory gardens. Have some extra food on hand. Have some extra water. Be part of the solution. Be part of the war effort to achieve victory and achieve freedom in Europe and in Asia at that time. That was World War II. Today, only a few generations later, our president is telling us, don't prepare. We have a nuclear facility. Smoke is coming out of the reactor cores. Out of the reactor buildings, excuse me, we have neutron beams emanating out of these structures. We have the water is too radioactive for infants to drink. The ocean is being irradiated to the point where even the safety of seafood is being questioned. Countries are banning food coming out of Japan because it's irradiated. You can't eat the vegetables out of Fukushima. The situation is not under control, even though we were told it was under control. We were told there was power connected to all the units. But what good is that if there's a leak in the core? What good is the power being connected if the pumps don't work because the pumps were damaged in the explosions? And in this context, our president says, don't get prepared. All of you in California or Washington or Oregon, Alaska, Hawaii, don't get prepared. I'm sorry, I don't understand that one. I think everybody who's a fan of the Alex Jones show here would say, get prepared. just in case for everything. But continuing with the news, emissions now are approaching Chernobyl levels. This was covered by Paul Joseph Watson and his guest, Dr. Busby, in the previous segment. Great job on that, by the way. Chernobyl is now looking like it's going to be the second worst disaster in the history of the nuclear industry because Fukushima is sadly and quickly taking the place as the number one worst nuclear disaster in the history of human civilization. As of yesterday, the iodine-131 being released was 73% of the daily levels of that observed after Chernobyl and its meltdown in 1986. Cesium-137 is currently approaching about 60% of the release from Chernobyl in 1986. Three nuke workers in Japan were exposed to high levels of radiation. Here's some more news. Possible radiation burns to their feet caused by what they call beta ray burns. All right, here we go. Neutron beam observed 13 times. That's evidence that the uranium and plutonium leaked from the plant's nuclear reactors and has discharged a small amount of neutron beams via fission. We're all getting a lesson in nuclear physics over the last 2 weeks, whether we like it or not. And unfortunately, the lesson is that physics beats politics. That's right. You can't cover up physics. If the nuclear plant is emitting radiation, you can only lie about it for so long if you're the government of a country like Japan or the United States. You can only try to cover it up for so long, because sooner or later the radiation just kicks in and it becomes obvious. People's hair started falling out after Chernobyl in 1986. Right now in the USA, the EPA says that 8 of its 18 air monitors are not working along the West Coast. That's California, Oregon, and my headset's in the shot there. For those of you watching in Washington now, this is amazing. The EPA spokesperson, Ronald Frass, director of the National Air and Radiation Environmental Laboratories in Alabama, says, quote, "What we are seeing is not a problem." Really? How is it not a problem that your radiation monitors are not working? 22 monitors out of 124 that are deployed across the United States are not working as of today. That's about 1 out of 6, right? That's a lot of radiation monitors that aren't working, and the EPA spokesperson says that's not a problem. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like a cover story. It sounds like they're setting themselves up to say that we don't have to report the radiation levels from these sensors, and they can just say, well, see, we told you they weren't working. What a convenient excuse for not reporting the numbers. Let's hope that's not the case. Let's hope the EPA gets on top of this and gets their radiation monitors working so that we can get some accurate information, because that's what's been lacking in this entire situation, is accurate information about what's coming out of Japan. We've been lied to again and again by the governments of both of these nations, Japan and the United States, who are not telling us the truth about the dangers of radiation, about how much radiation is reaching our shores, and about what we should do here in America to prepare ourselves for the possibility of radioactive fallout. The fallout has begun. Sure, the levels they say are very low right now as background radiation, but again, if you're one of those unfortunate individuals who happens to inhale a radioactive particle that has been sent over from Fukushima, then it's not background radiation anymore, it's internal radiation, and you could die of cancer 20, 30 years down the road because of that incident. So I believe that our governments have a responsibility to give us more accurate information, and that's why I think it's great that you're tuning in to the Alex Jones Show, because this has been a source here over the past 2 weeks for some truly outstanding information that the federal government is not providing to the American people. But you know that. That's why you're listening. Radioactive yellow rain has been falling in Tokyo. Of course, they explain this away as pollen. Yeah, it's just pollen, folks. Don't worry. When there's a nuclear near meltdown scenario and it starts raining yellow rain, don't worry about that. Of course, the folks in Chernobyl in 1986 were told the exact same thing, and it wasn't long before they started vomiting and their hair fell out, and there were pictures of deformed animals starting to circulate around that realm in the weeks following the yellow rain falling out of the sky. So yellow rain, bad sign. A lot of these are very dangerous and bad signs. Now, just how dangerous could the situation be for the long haul out of Fukushima?
with this yellow rain. They say it's pollen. I don't believe them. With the vegetables and the crops being irradiated 135 miles away, with the radiation in the water and the oceans and the air, just how bad could it be? Well, there was a study actually conducted by the National Institutes of Health. This is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, if you can believe that. 25 years after the Chernobyl incident, people there are still getting radiation. That's right here. It says high cancer risk continues after Chernobyl. This is it right here from NIH News, National Institutes of Health. It says that iodine-131 radiation led to an increased risk for thyroid cancer that has not seemed to diminish over time. Think about that. 25 years later, they are still paying the price for their mistakes and their cover-ups in Chernobyl. It makes you wonder, what kind of price are we going to be paying in our world now from the fallout that's being caused from Fukushima? And especially, what kind of price are the Japanese people going to be paying for this? Because they don't have a lot of places to go. That island is not a very large landmass. And it is admitted this morning, I don't have the source with me here, but it was admitted that they may have to begin looking at making areas of Japan uninhabitable by human beings because of this incident. And certainly if the reactor number 3 core is leaking, and if these emissions, these radioactive emissions from plutonium and the MOX fuel there, which we calculated as being 2 million times more deadly than regular enriched uranium, if that gets into the environment in Japan, you can bet there are going to be areas of that country that are not habitable by human beings for a very long time to come. And on top of all that, we have a lack of data coming out. This is from the LA Times, believe it or not. Lack of data from Japan distresses nuclear experts. I wrote here, you can see this on PrisonPlanet.tv, I wrote lack of data. Secrecy. That just means they don't want to tell you what's going on. They don't want to show you pictures of what's happening inside these plants, and they don't want to share with you the real numbers of the radiation levels that are being caused by this incident. There's a lot of frustration out there, even in the nuclear industry, about the lack of information from Fukushima. Almost every step of the way, reported the LA Times, the problems at the Fukushima plant have been understated by those in charge in Japan, leaving observers scrambling to analyze the situation as best they can from afar. That means guessing, folks, guessing. They're guessing with the situation there when they could be telling you the truth. The problem with that is when they guess, they leave the people with a lot of question marks and they cause fear. They cause panic by not giving people good information. It's the same thing with preparedness. When the president comes on and says, people don't prepare, there's no need to worry, you don't have to really take any extra precautions, then in my view, if there's a situation like serious radioactive fallout in California, which is still possible because of the core containment breach today, then people who have not prepared are going to freak out. They're going to panic because they don't have the extra water. They don't have the potassium iodide, or they don't have the stored food. They don't have anything because their leader told them, don't get prepared. It doesn't make any sense to me. Why not help people realize the importance of getting prepared so that if something happens, people are going to be more calm? You're not going to have such a panic. You're not going to have such a run on supplies. And if you have to bring in the National Guard to give people extra water and to distribute extra potassium iodide or things like that, then those who have already prepared in advance are going to ease the burden on the National Guard or on any of the emergency services that are bringing in those materials. So the right thing for any nation that has nuclear power in its borders today, the right thing is for the leaders of that nation to say, people, get prepared just in case every day, even without Fukushima, be prepared every single day. It's just bizarre that that's not being stated out there. We'll have to cover that more, hopefully, on another show. But, okay, Japan, U.S. watchdog now sees gaps in reactor safety. This is from Financial Times. It says 28% of the nuclear plants in America are not reporting the defects. Here we go. They're not reporting the defects of their parts and the functioning of those parts unless a maintenance incident occurs. So we have the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, that does not check whether the operators of nuclear power plants in the United States are reporting defective parts. They're just leaving it up to them. Just, if you feel like it, tell us if something's defective. If you feel like it, no worries there. Nothing big is going on in this world today, so don't be worried about it. Folks, the situation is worsening. This is the bottom line. Now, we of course, are hoping and praying for Japan and for the engineers there to be able to get the situation under control. But I'm not betting my life on them telling us the truth, and you shouldn't either. Don't bet your life on your government giving you honest information about this situation, because you know, if you're listening to this show, you know that they've been lying to us, and they're probably going to keep lying to us as long as they can get away with it. The right thing right now is to stay tuned in to the alternative media, like right here on the Alex Jones Show, where you get good, accurate, and up-to-date information on what's really happening in Fukushima, and outstanding interviews with experts like you just heard in the previous segment. So, if you have questions about Fukushima and you'd like to be on the show in the next hour, be sure to call in. We will be taking questions about the Fukushima incident and hopefully get some answers out there for those who are listening. Now, stay tuned to the Alex Jones Show here across the break that we're about to take. We're going to come back and talk about GMOs and protests happening tomorrow in Washington, D.C. We have millions against Monsanto. We have crazy news from the world of health. We will be right back. My name's Mike Adams, right here on the Alex Jones Show. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Welcome back, friends.
In 1820,
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex during the second half of his show today. My name is Mike Adams, call sign the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. And today we are talking about the Fukushima incident, GMOs, health freedom, and we have an interview with gubernatorial candidate Phil Moffitt coming up in just about 15 minutes right here on the Alex Jones Show. We also have some breaking news about his campaign that we'll be sharing with you in a few minutes, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get into some about Monsanto and GMOs. There's an event taking place tomorrow in Washington and all around the country and cities everywhere. Let's see, what do we have? Right here in Austin, Nashville, in Atlanta, New York City, all over the country. This Millions Against Monsanto, this is a rally for the right to know what's in our food. That's right. It's a rally for honest GMO labeling of our foods. And you can find out more about this by going to the website run by Jeffrey Smith, who's been a frequent guest here on the Alex Jones Show. His website is responsibletechnology.org. And on responsibletechnology.org, you can see the action alerts on the right-hand side there. There is a rally for the right to know Saturday happening across the U.S., so be sure to join in that. That's a big event. Now, why do we have a right to know? We only have a short amount of time in this segment, but I have to cover this. Why do we have a right to know? Because the grocery stores out there, even the health food stores, are selling foods that contain GMOs, but they're labeling them as all natural. They're not telling you that there's GMOs in the foods. And we're showing a video here for those on PrisonPlanet.tv about the Millions Against Monsanto March. Now, we have a right to know what's in our food. I think most people would agree with that. The FDA, of course, believes that labeling foods, honestly, might confuse people. That's right. If you had information like the fact that there's GMOs in your food, they think you might be confused by all that. They say it might confuse people because they say it would make people think that genetically modified food might be different from non-genetically modified food. Seriously, that's their logic. In their minds, it's no different. No different. I think they forgot what the word modified means. Genetically modified food means it's modified. It's genetically modified. That's different than non-GMO food, and that's why we deserve the right to have it labeled on our foods so we know what we're buying and we can avoid these GMOs wherever possible. The demands of this rally are that we want the right to know what's in our food. We want factory-farmed animals and genetically modified animal products labeled just so that we can have a choice to know what's in there. We want long-term studies done on the safety of GMOs, and in addition, we want the organic industry to not be cross-contaminated by GMOs. So check that out at responsibletechnology.org. Also, going on this weekend, Saturday, in Long Beach, California, is the Health Freedom Expo. You can go to healthfreedomexpo.com to learn about that. I'm giving a video presentation there. This matters to us all because health freedom is crucial for the future of our country, to get the FDA off of our farms, the FDA out of our foods, so that we can have honest labeling of natural supplements and herbal remedies that really work to prevent disease, that actually work in many cases better than pharmaceuticals. I mean, a lot of pharmaceuticals don't work at all. They actually harm you more than they help you. But natural foods, natural supplements, dietary supplements need to be able to be honestly labeled with their scientifically validated benefits. And that's what the Health Freedom Expo is working toward. So check that out. If you're out in California, be sure to go visit the Health Freedom Expo. And remember, we're going to continue talking about the FDA and food freedom here with gubernatorial candidate Phil Moffitt from Kentucky on the other side of this hour. Now, I also brought in some weird news for you from the world of health. All right, we're getting ready to go to the break. We'll cover this on the other side. But believe me, it's some strange news about how doctors are overcharging Medicare, Medicaid, and insurance companies for simple procedures like $60,000 for ultrasound. Stay tuned right here on the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.